Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Giving me chills right there. Sorry to say, Glenn Frey, founding member of the rock band The Eagles. Like the way you spot. I love this song. He was an amazing musician, underrated by so many people, and he died Monday at 67 years old. And the interesting thing about his death is that they're blaming this on the medications that he was taking for rheumatoid arthritis, colitis, and pneumonia. And according to the band's website, that the latter two were caused by the medications that he was taking for the inflammatory disorder, rheumatoid arthritis. I think we're going to find out more about this story as it unfolds. Let's just listen for 1 second. I know you won't let me down. Just beautiful, really. See, that's the thing. When you take musicians, and we've had a lot of them recently, Natalie Cole, David Bowie, Glenn Frey, you know, when these deaths affect us, even though we never knew the people, it's because their music touched us, because their music was a part of our lives, the soundtrack of our lives, as this song absolutely was for me. And I can play it on guitar just in case any of you were interested in that. But I think we're going to find out more about the side effects of medications, such as the medication for rheumatoid arthritis, which so many millions of people are on, and that they cause the colitis and pneumonia that Glenn Frey died from on Monday. So we'll keep you informed about that. And I do have another story while we're listening to that, and he's potting that down just a little bit, but we're going to talk about the once quiet Flint, Michigan, and what's going on, the concern from around the nation as celebrities, politicians, and presidential candidates steer the attention to the toxic tap water in one of Michigan's biggest and most beleaguered cities. In charge of the city's budget and financial emergency, the state decided to temporarily switch Flint's water source from Lake Huron to the Flint River. If they did that in Chicago, yikes, as a cost-saving measure until a new supply line to Lake Huron was ready. The river had a reputation for nastiness, and after April 2014 switch, the residents complained that their water looked and smelled and tasted funny. Virginia Tech researchers found that the water was highly corrosive. A class action suit alleges that the State Department of Environmental Quality didn't treat the water for corrosion in accordance with federal law, and because so many services lines to Flint are made of lead, the noxious element leached into the water of the city's homes. The city switched back to the Lake Huron water supply in October, but the damage was already done to the lead pipes, and the state is now handing out filtered and bottled water with the National Guard. People are coming out in droves. They're blaming Governor Rick Snyder for this. He's been at the state's helm since about 2011, and it has been now declared a state of emergency by both the state of Michigan and the federal emergency, FEMA, management organization. And so they're trying to deliver clean water to the city's 100,000 residents. If you can just imagine having a boil order like this because the water had lead in it, it's terrifying to even think about. And so we're going to see what happens with this story. It's really kind of disgusting, and I feel so bad for the people of Michigan. They are our neighbors here. I can see Michigan when I look across Lake Michigan at them. So we'll just see what happens with this. Keep an eye on it. We're just going to listen to a little Glenn Frey as we come out. Great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole.